One day, I shall come back. Yes, I shall come back. Until then, there must be no regrets, no tears, no anxieties. Just go forward in all your beliefs and prove to me that I am not mistaken in mine.
Thank you. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and yes, the schedule has been a little bit sporadic over the last couple of weeks, but this show is right here to make up for it. Unfortunately, over the last week and a half, I've been having severe problems with my internet connection, which means that, uploading 80 megs worth of Real Audio and Windows Media files was a little impracticable. But while it isn't fixed yet, I can't wait to do the show. I can't not do the show. People like you are listening, and I get emails going, "Are you dead or what?" And, well, no, I'm not dead, but, and I don't want you to think that RSA is for a second, so here's a nice long show to help make up for it. That was Spock from their 1997 disc, Earth Orbit Live. That was E.T. Phone Home, and of course it was the live version. Before that, we heard Velvet Acid Christ from the Fun with Razors box set from, I guess it was from 98 or 99 as well. And that was from the special 3-inch CD that came with it. That was The Dark Inside Her, which is probably the best track on the disc if you, once you get out of the whole listening to the singles sort of thing. And we started things off with a track that is, after having done the research, Luminal by Covenant, the original version from Sequencer Beta. That is the number one most played song on RSA, which means that in the almost 7 years that RSA has been around, it's been played, that was the, I believe, seventh time, or maybe that makes the eighth time, I'm not sure. So my friend Chris, who continually laughs at me for playing this other track a lot, saying that it's the most overplayed track on RSA, well, I now have empirical proof that it is not. And we're going to go and carry on just to torment him. This is X Marks the Pedwalk with a track called Maximum Pace, which was, of course, his choice for the most overplayed. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Like a crushing attack, I feel the fissure in me. It's erotic and rash. I'm a raven of time and reason's enemy. Achieving maximum pace. I feel on every side, cause I'm just floating mine. I control every side. We'll be right back.
Yes, I'm Limited Volume 2, and another one of those bands that God, whatever happened to them? They just disappeared, and it's a real shame because Leatherstrip always did really good stuff, and I guess I kind of miss having their discs flying out all the time. It was one of those tracks where I kind of leaned back, looked over at the CD racks, and grabbed one at random and thought, you know what, I haven't listened to this in a while, so I'm going to make you guys listen to it too. Anyways, another band that I haven't listened to in a while, and a lot of what I did this week was I went through old playlists. I went through the last 7 years of RSA, picked months at random, looked at what I played, and said, you know what, I'm going to replay that because it's been a while. Anyways, this is Neuroactive. This is the dance floor remix of Parallel. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Another life of yours, another blue light.
Life. What is life without a little bit of hard floor in it for everybody? That was Ann Clark with a track called Sleeper in Metropolis, and that was, of course, the Hard Floor remix. And, well, Hard Floor was an acid house band. I don't know if they're still around or not. I kind of think that they are, but I was really, really into their stuff about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago, and it's nice to find remixes of stuff that I like now by bands that I liked then. And that was one of those tracks that I guess you could blame Chris for, because he got me into Ann Clark. just by passing along a couple of tracks. And man, she's done some really good stuff and some really weird beat poetry crap stuff, but you know, it's one of those things, right? Speaking of you know, introducing me to bands and stuff, I should also mention there's a bit of a tie-in here with the next track and the Neuroactive track. Back in 1999, I flew down to Philadelphia to hang out with my buddy Tom and see Spock play, and we went to the club, and the DJ was playing beforehand, and I was shocked at how different the scene was down there than what it was in Toronto. And listening to a lot of the music that Tom had bought recently, I wound up, it really, really influenced my taste in music over the last 5 years. And of course, the fact that Tom went on to become, well, then Tom grew up and became Tom Scheer and put out his own music and has done really, really well for himself. Anyways, this is from his very first album, Contempt. This is a track by the name of Purgatory. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Still erased away.
See, even Project Pitchfork understands the concept of needing more cowbell. That's one thing that I think EBM needs in general. It needs more cowbell. And of course it needs more Christopher Walken, but that is besides the point. That was Project Pitchfork from, I believe it was from their Lombras disc. I've got it, I just grab, I have the Best Of CD that came out in, 1996 or 1997 or something, and I use that for, going through all their old stuff. I do have the complete discography, but it's like, man, sometimes it's a real pain to have to go through half a dozen CDs to find what it is you want. Anyways, we're going to continue on with a track that caused me the most grief this week, because I know I have it somewhere, but you'd be damned if I can find it. This is the 7-inch remix of an Elegant Machinery track. This is A Little Sacrifice. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
So hard to understand what you mean with all that strange talk. You should know what it makes me feel when I hear you say those words. Oh, can't you see life is not so bad at all? And there's no need for all the pain. Things you've got and keep them in your heart, even if it takes a sacrifice. And if it should go wrong, face it as it comes. It only takes a little sacrifice. A little, a little, a little.
spells the end for you and I.
While ago, because I know they haven't done anything all that recently. No, I have to say that, what was it, 2002, when they had that Synth Pop Goes the World festival in Toronto, with apologies to every other band there, Mesh really took the show. They were absolutely awesome. I really, really look forward to seeing them, and I was not disappointed one little bit. If I ever get the chance to see them again, I will definitely jump at it. Plus, they were pretty nice guys, too. Anyways, we're going to continue on with a track that it's a cover. It's a V&V cover. It's one that we've played here maybe once or twice before. And I never thought I'd say that, wow, a V&V Nation cover, and I really, really like it. Like, I mean, really like it. This is a band, I do believe, from Norway, rather on the young side, and hopefully we will hear more stuff from them again. This is Life Force with a track by the name of Further. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. Another one of those bands that we haven't played in a hell of a long time, mostly because they unfortunately only ever put out one album. That was Lost Signal with a track called Absence. And it's one of those unfortunate things where Lost Chucky got, stuff happened in his personal life and he wound up having to sell his equipment and then his label collapsed. And I guess one of those things where he had his fun and it's pretty much over. Although I honestly do hope that that's not the case and that one of these days he puts out another album. Anyways, we're going to end off the show this week with a band that one of my friends has noted is a favorite amongst DJs, isn't as popular amongst the general public, and, you know, I think it's a shame because, quite frankly, I think they're great stuff. This is Crocodile Shop with a track called Order and Joy, and I want to extend a very hearty slap to all of the guys in the band, past and present, because, well, you know, it's a bit of a tradition now. Anyways, this is Crocodile Shop with Order and Joy. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week. I don't take orders. I don't.